Brian Noonan in for Ro Khan and Anna DeVlantes on 720 WGN. Top 5 at 5, of course, coming up after the 5 o'clock news. If you're sitting in traffic now, as you've been listening to Violetta give you the trouble spots all afternoon, and things are starting to pick up as Memorial Day weekend winds down, people are starting to get a little agitated. But you know, if you've been driving around for a while, it seems more and more people are succumbing to road rage. I confessed to it a few minutes ago. I'm eager to find out what type of person I am, but I don't know. Mary Wisniewski is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. She had an very interesting piece today. It caught my attention because, Mary, thank you for coming. First of all, we're happy to have you with us. I tend to get a little wound up when I get behind the wheel.
And well, a lot of people do. The AAA has found that nearly 80% of drivers had experienced some form of road rage.
So it doesn't have to, it doesn't have to be, you know, one of the stories that we'll hear about on the news where it ends tragically. But most people do tend to get a little bit upset behind the wheel, right?
They do, but there are certain personality types that are more likely to engage in violent kinds of road rage. The person that, you know, could have an intermittent explosive disorder, and it's the kind of person who can blow up at little things. They could be a narcissist. They could have borderline personality disorder. They could be a sociopath, which is the kind of person who feels no guilt and no regard for
right.
the rights of others.
Wow.
There's all those kinds.
We are reading a lot into people just being jerks, which I think is fine too.
There's some of that too.
Okay.
There could be, you know, someone could just be tired and ending a bad day in bad traffic, and
yeah.
that can get them to get heated up. And but whatever's going on, what psychologists and safety experts I've talked to have told me is, don't try to school them on how to be a good driver. Just get out of the way.
So it's not my job to tell other drivers what they're doing wrong. I'm not out there as the driver's ed teacher for the entire metropolitan area.
It's not going to help. Your job is to get to your destination safely. So if someone's, you know, giving you a colorful salute in traffic and trying to cut ahead of you and yelling at you, just let them go. Let them get out of the way, because you're not gonna help yourself by yelling out the window at them. You're just gonna increase the engagement and possibly make the situation worse. And if it's really bad, if you really feel like this person is a threat on the road, you can ask your passenger to call 911. If you're by yourself, though, you shouldn't be, you know, tapping out 911 and taking movies. You should be pulling to the side of the road and, you know, maybe taking an exit lane and getting out of the way.
We seem to hear a lot about road rage. On a national level, how much does road rage contribute to fatal accidents? We know about drunk driving. We know about speed. We know about all those things. But how much is road rage involved in that?
It's a small percentage, but it's an increasing percentage. It had been linked to 467 fatal crashes in 2015. That's 1.3%. But that's up from just 80 incidents in 2006, 0.2%. So it's an increase of almost 500%. In 10 years, and that's from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And we're also could be seeing more gun violence on the roads.
We've been hearing a lot about that around, on the Eisenhower. Just last night, there was an incident on I-57. So is it people shooting? Is it guns being shown? How involved are guns in these road rage incidents?
It can be both. It can be someone brandishing a weapon or someone firing a weapon at another driver or a passenger. There was a nonprofit news organization last month called The Trace that counted road rage incidents that involved guns and found that they'd more than doubled in 2016, 620 last year compared to 247 in 2014, and 136 of the people they were looking at were killed in those 3 years. And, of course, as you mentioned, we just had this fatal incident that's been linked to road rage on the tollway. It was the first ever fatal tollway shooting, and it involved two truck drivers who were seen flailing their arms and yelling at each other before one of them allegedly opened fire. That person's pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges.
Have we seen an increase? I know you said nationally there's been this big increase. Locally, has there been the same percentage-wise increase?
We don't have a count on that. I talked to the Illinois State Police, and they say it's difficult to say because so much of the behavior that could involve road rage is also, you know, is speeding and cutting people off and those are all covered by different laws. So, you know, you might mark somebody down for speeding, but they don't mark that down that it was related to road rage. But the Illinois State Police also may make the same advice that if someone's doing something, don't do it back. Go on about their business. A Sergeant Mike Link from the Illinois State Police told me that there's some childish behavior going on in expressways, people trying to get back at each other in the car when they should just be driving and leaving the driver's ed to the driver's ed teachers.
Wow, I've never experienced that. He said, crossing his fingers. It's hard not. I mean, as you said, according to the stats, 80% of us have given into some sort of road rage. I want to go back to something you said earlier, Mary, about the different personality types, because I had never heard of explosive anger disorder?
Intermittent explosive disorder, right?
Intermittent explosive disorder, which I heard that and I thought it was something else. But it's people just explode at the slightest thing? Is that what the experts were telling you?
Yeah, this is the kind of person who might also be involved in domestic violence and who also might be the kind of person, you know, who gets furiously angry if you walk over his, newly fertilized lawn. You know, sure. Most of us have seen this kind of person in their life. The other thing that's interesting is it's mostly men who engage in aggressive behavior on the road, mostly younger drivers, 19 to 39, before they've had a time to mellow out. The AAA found that male drivers are more than three times as likely as female drivers to actually get out of their car and confront another driver or to ram another vehicle on purpose. And interestingly, a study from Colorado State found that drivers prone to road rage also tend to have more bumper stickers.
I found that fascinating. And what did they say? Why was that a thing that you have vanity plates and more bumper stickers if you're...
It shows a more territorial instinct, like this is my car, this is my road. One of the psychologists I talked to referenced the study, says that it identifies them as individuals to a larger world. Some people who are prone to road rage are very, much thinking this about territory, that, okay, you know, this is my road and it's my rights. And another kind of road rager is someone who has a very heightened sense that his or her personal rights are being violated and that they're so entitled to their rights that their rights have to be protected under any circumstances. And that means, you know, teaching another driver a lesson. That's what it means. And so when you're out there on the road, you don't have to psychologically analyze someone. Wow, I think this person might be a borderline personality disorder. I think you can leave that to his personal doctor and let his family worry about it. Just get out of the way. As one of the psychologists told me, you know, the person who's behaving badly in traffic is probably going to get in trouble sooner or later.
So it's not a good idea for me if I catch up to them at a stoplight to roll down the window and ask if they have intermittent explosive disorder.
No, that probably would be counterproductive. In fact, one of the psychologists I talked to tried to tell someone that he was violating the law, and that didn't go over well.
Oh.
The guy pulled an axe handle out of his car and went after him.
Well,
fortunately, the light changed.
That is, you hear those stories, and it's hard to... It's hard to not honk at somebody, or if they flip you off, to return the favor. But then you hear something like that you never know what somebody has in the car, and the uptick on the guns being involved in road rage incidents, and it's almost terrifying to go, you know, to drive home tonight.
Well, it's still rare, and the biggest causes of fatal accidents are drunk driving, distracted driving, people who are sleepy while they're driving. So it's, you know, we have to be aware of all these things. One of the things that we can do is just be a good driver. Be alert. Don't use your phone. Use your signals when you're turning. And, you know, be a good driver and you won't attract rage from other people. I mean, that sounds kind of like blaming the victim.
But you know what, Mary, that's where, when I get the most upset is when people are not just doing, you know, if you're going to turn, just use your turn signal. Stop looking at the phone. Just drive, and then we'll all get along fine because everybody's doing things the way they're supposed to be done.
Right.
It just sounds...
And so that's all you can do yourself, and that's your individual job.
And when you talk to the state police, are they anticipating that this is a problem that is only going to get worse, or do they... You know, do they hope that their preaching of just ignore the other person kind of leads to a downturn in this?
They preach be a good driver, and you know, because that's what they can do. One thing that I had heard from safety experts is, you know, the amount of traffic fatalities overall is going up, and the reason for that is that there's more people on the road. The economy's been pretty good. Gas prices are lower than they have been, and that means more people out there. And the more people out there you have, the more a greater percentage of people who have anger problems are going to be out there, for one thing, and also the greater percentage of people who are just getting very frustrated by traffic are going to be out there. So there's going to be, you know, it's like heating up water. The more you have more molecules bouncing against each other, so there's going to be more conflict.
And there do seem to be a lot more molecules out there on the road, unfortunately.
Well, Mary, some of them don't know how to drive.
Exactly, which leads to it's a vicious circle. They don't know how to drive, and then we just get mad. I appreciate you taking some time out of your holiday, Mary. We'll keep looking for you in the Tribune. And thanks for this. And now I'm going to have to psychoanalyze myself as I drive home tonight.
Well, stay safe out there.
I will do my best. Thank you very much.
Okay,
Take care. That's Mary Wisniewski. She is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. You can read her story at Tribune.com today. As road rage rises, experts give reasons for behavior, tips, and staying cool. So-